proclamation number 8743 dated the February 3rd, 1964. Explanation about the coming of the Lord. I want to give you an important spiritual explanation which is intended to benefit your soul. I want to open up an area for you which you would never be able to enter without the working of my spirit. For I want to introduce you to a world which is only comprehensible to the spiritually awakened person, since it already requires a certain amount of knowledge of things which otherwise are completely unfamiliar to the human being. I have promised you that I will return to Earth when the day of the end has come. This promise, however, has given rise to the most diverse notions in you humans, yet the true explanation has evaded you, precisely because the process of my second coming has been presented in so many different ways and, just as the process of my own rapture, at different times, thus resulting in wrong claims which I want to correct. My second coming to Earth will not take place physically, such that my feet will touch this Earth. Instead, I will appear with an entourage of the most elevated beings of light and will be visible to all who are my own, for no human being having devoted himself to my adversary will ever be able to behold me in all my glory, for the darkness cannot see the light since people would completely cease to exist, being unable to endure the radiance coming forth from me. Hence I will come to Earth and also to my own still concealed in the clouds, yet they will be able to bear an abundance of light and thus they will highly delightedly rejoice when they see me with the great host of angels. For I will open their eyes to see. Hence it is wrong to say that everyone will see me when I come to judge the living and the dead, for the judgment will not happen such that every individual person has to be answerable to me. For I know every individual soul, I know to whom it belongs, and since the last judgment on this earth is a matter of transforming the entire earth and dissolving its separate creations so that all spiritual substances are released to be placed into new forms, this dissolution also denotes the death of people who had failed their last test of earthly life and had handed themselves over to my adversary. Hence these will be faced by death and unable to escape, which will generate intense panic amongst people. Yet prior to this final work of destruction, my own will be lifted away. I will come to fetch them myself. They will be allowed to behold me as I descend to them from above, rejoicing elatedly and with burning love for me. They will longingly stretch out their hands to me, and I will draw them to me, I will take them away, I will lift them up, and thus they will experience a process which completely contradicts natural law. And this jubilation by my own will be heard by other people who are at first unable to understand it since they won't see anything themselves. Consequently, they will merely be seized by a certain apprehension, which will turn into extreme fear and horror when they see my own suddenly disappear, when they can't understand why they are no longer able to reach the people they had pursued with their hatred, why they are no longer amongst them and cannot be found. There will certainly be radiating brightness, but the pursuers will find it intolerable. Yet they will not have much time to think about it because the end will follow soon. And the radiant brightness will give way to an almost impenetrable darkness that will drive people to despair. This will be followed by eruptions, outbreaks of fires. Splits will occur in the earth so that no person can save himself and everything will be devoured by the earth. Not much time will pass between the my own's rapture and this final destruction, for the rapture would force the remaining people to believe and this would be entirely worthless as it would exclude a free decision. People will have had adequate time before and will have been constantly admonished and forewarned. And anyone still coming to his senses before will also still be accepted and called away before the breakdown of Earth, so that he can be helped to progress in the beyond. This act of the rapture is a completely unnatural process, but then I will be able to waive the laws of nature because it will no longer disadvantage anyone's soul. But even my coming in the clouds will no longer compel people to believe, because those who will see me will have already attained maturity of soul, so that they will merely experience the fulfillment of what they firmly believed and therefore anticipated my arrival on a daily basis. People rarely accept a correct explanation, especially about these last events, because they have already formed their own concepts about it and don't want to let go of their ideas. The rapture cannot possibly take place a longer time in advance, because such unlawful occurrences would force people to change their mind. And the end of this earth in any case means the end of everyone who is still alive. For even my own will experience it, only they will be in a state devoid of all suffering, even though they will be able to follow the process, because this is my will. Since they will then be completely devout, they shall also experience my might and glory, and thus they will also be able to behold my great host of angels surrounding me, and then they will also be suitable ancestral parents to populate the new earth, which indeed will also be the work of an instant for me when I want to give the liberated spiritual essence a new external shape for further maturing. But the people themselves will have lost all awareness of time until they return to the new earth again. Nevertheless, they will still possess their old body of flesh, albeit it will be quite spiritualized already. This, too, has to be said in order to refute the misguided opinion that the new earth will be populated by completely spiritualized beings. For the new earth is intended to become a place for higher development again, and the old laws will be applicable to the new earth too. The process of the fallen spirits through the creations up to the human being will take place, and the person as such will have to pass the lost test of will again, which in the beginning will certainly lead to success, because there will be no temptations by the adversary, who is bound for a long time, and because people are full of love they will establish a direct contact with me and therefore attain full maturity very quickly. You should not let wrong descriptions tempt you into neglecting or postponing your psychological work. For I will abide by the day when I will come in the clouds, and with this day will also come the last judgment on this earth. Amen.